Baby girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Won't you come and chill out with the Virgo? Hey girl, just come and hold my hand. Won't you come and just chill with the Virgo? Sippin' on Merlot, you ain't gotta be my girl though. I drop you off at Willoughby and Virgo. Smash with the Virgo, ain't got to take a shirt off. You see me convince your homegirl.
Aquarius.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 no. I wasn't sure where you were going.
I don't know.
Because it could have been a Gerald Levert.
Wait, what Gerald Levert?
I don't know. You don't ever hear him say, "Dang me that."
You're saying my tonation was giving that of Levert.
Yes, that of Levert.
Well, welcome back.
Well,
boy, it's been a while.
Back. It's been a while, and I'm actually excited. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here, too. I just feel like it's looking up for the podcast.
It's looking up, and Starbeams, we're here to nourish you, give you that content that you've been craving.
That fix.
Yeah.
Give you that fix. Sucking your veins.
We've seen you clicking on our SoundCloud, going on our Spotify, scrolling.
Subtweeting.
Doing all the things. But we're back. We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
And we're better.
You know, we got to get our shit together. That's why. The thing is that we really want to be those girls for you, the listener. You know what I mean? And it's just a lot. It's just a lot for us. And, you know, we're getting our shit together and we're back and we are happy to be here. Happy to be here.
So, what's new?
I was going to say, anything to report? I am living this Cali life. You know, I have been kind of fun-ploymented too hard.
Okay.
It's time for me to get a job. You know what I mean? Like, it's time. I've had a really good time just living life and YOLOing, and now it's time for me to settle down and, you know, work every day like everyone else. I want money. I want money again. I've been like living this kind of low income life recently, and it's not easy. It's not easy.
Right.
Thankfully, I have good friends that like will buy me stuff and, you know, take me out, and they don't make me feel as poor as I actually am. But it's time for me to get a job for sure.
I hear that.
What you been up to? You've been traveling a little bit and
did a little travel, celebrated a birthday, you know?
That's right. That's right. She's 1 year older, guys.
1 year older, 1 year the wiser. Ain't that
period?
It's crazy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But you know, it's been good, really just preparing like you for transition. Like, I am really moving on up and out.
Oh my gosh, she's being so humble yet again. She's on her way to another degree. She has literally no classes left, right?
No classes? Just literally.
One more class. Do you have any tests or any papers due? Or
No, a paper due, yeah, that I have to submit, but that's already done. So I'm just editing and stuff.
This girl is a whole ass fucking master's degree having psychology person.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. And, you know,
she has letters behind her name and stuff.
Right. It's letters.
It's very much, you know, official.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I am extremely excited about it all. Actually, I'm so excited. I'm pretty much prepared to graduate today if they ask me, like,
hey, you want to go early?
Changed. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. So, you know, it's been good. And yeah, it's just getting close to that time to leave a very comforting nest egg of a job, you know, that really provided me with the stability that I craved when I got here. So, and that I needed. So it you know, it's just
now you're gonna spread your wings.
Yeah. Yeah, moving back into those choppy waters again. So not
it's scary out here, girl.
But I am really excited nonetheless, because at the end of it all, you know, we know that we're going to be all right.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
Right.
No, I am really excited for you and just excited to have a nice... what did they call it? What was that video I sent you guys that talked? Oh, palindrome. Mm-hmm. A palindrome day. So Shayna's graduation is on like this like extremely rare palindrome of 4202024. It's the same backwards and forwards. And then I think it's also the same, like in some, like upside down and back, right side, forward, dad, this, do that. It's some kind of crazy thing where it's never going to happen again for another like 2,000 years. So,
yeah.
I feel like the portal is going to be open as fuck. I don't, we got to do some sort of like manifestations that day. In addition to getting fucked up, but also like using the power, the energy that day to like get some shit.
Taking full advantage of it for sure. Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day, and it just adds on to the fact that my life path number is 4. So it's giving like, I need to play the lotto.
The lotto.
I need to do numbers. I even sent the number to my grandfather just because I know he plays it more than I do.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know, calling me the next day like, would you believe, even for him, any number in that combo is like a good thing. So he's like, can you play 422? Came out. Yeah. I'm like, you heard something else. Like, that ain't even the number, really. But okay.
Some of them.
Variation, right. Play. Yeah, right. So, yeah, you know, it's a good time. But anyway.
Anyway, it's now, where are we? Whose birthday is it? I don't even know.
Oh, right. It's Pisces season. We're
It's Pisces.
Closing up Pisces season, getting ready for Aries. But I have
Boy, these were two toughies, I have to say. The Pisces and the Aries.
They are. They are. But they bring a lot. They bring a lot to the table. So we're going to talk about that. But true or false, a man with a lot of friends is a red flag. A lot of female friends is a red
flag. I was about to say, we got to get some...
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, true or false. A man with a lot of female friends is a red flag.
What's a lot?
Right. That's what I was going to ask, too. What is a lot?
I guess it would be more than a couple, obviously. I mean...
more than a handful.
See, I have to ask myself this question because I have quite a few male friends. You know what I mean? Like, quite a few. And I haven't fucked any of them. But I feel like a lot of people would not trust that. You know what I mean? Like, not all these guys can be brother, you know? Can't be a, that's my bro type of bitch. Because we don't trust those hoes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I guess to answer the question, you know, I would have to suss out the women in question. But I definitely think that there's a likelihood that he's fucked at least one or two of them.
Yeah.
And we have to see the interactions to be able to discern whether or not that can continue or not.
Right. Ultimately, transparency is going to be key in that boy.
I mean, what do you think? If your boo had like 10 super close female friends that weren't necessarily connected to each other, you know, maybe they're all scattered, maybe there's a group of two or a group of two, and then, you know, but he's always like, he texts with them. He talks on the phone with them sometimes. He hangs out with them IRL.
Right. Because there's a difference.
Because there's a difference.
Texting and that, you know, meet up. Yeah, it definitely will depend. I need details. The more you share with me, the more at ease I'll be, you know? But if I have no clue what's happening...
What if he did fuck one of them?
If he fucked one of them...
And, but they were just really good friends now. I know.
That's a tough one. Mature me is saying, you know, let's see what we can do. But me for real is like,
but the me inside,
but the me is saying, nah, like
immediately. No,
I can't go. You know, so
I want to be the mature me at all times, because I agree. I feel like the mature me is also like, you know, you can close doors, you can close chapters, but it's like these men are so untrustworthy. I know that I can close chapters, but these men are so simple and so horny. It's ridiculous.
Right. And the way they keep the door open is just ridiculous.
Right. And the way they might like say little slick shit like,
they love,
damn girl, you looking good tonight.
Right.
Damn girl, why you wasn't dressing like that when I was fucking with you?
Oh, they love to reminisce, don't they?
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Cut the games. Cut the shit. It's a mess. Yeah.
No, I think that it always, what do we say to everything we say? We say it always comes down to this exact situation. Is it sketchy seeming or is it not? We literally have the answers with our gut feelings about these bitches. Usually spot on.
That part. You gotta listen to your gut.
But one thing I will say is that one thing I've experienced with like the girlfriends of the guys that I'm friends with, a lot of them don't find me threatening because I'm plus size. You know what I mean? And that's just what I've come to observe. But I will say here on this here platform that you should not sleep on those plus size girls.
Don't
because
do it.
They are sucking dick.
They're sucking dick.
Not me, but these bitches.
Riding dick, okay? Because make no mistake about it, a nigga, they love them. They love all women.
More cushion for the pushing.
They love all women. So do not play.
Don't ever
stay
get
woke. You gotta stay woke.
Stay woke.
Stay woke. And I think that goes to take it, you know, a step farther as far as vanity and looks. Like, don't think because the homegirl is, you know, looking maybe not as beautiful,
pretty,
as you or something that you think he could never.
He could not. He come on. He would never.
We have to stay.
Would he never?
Vigilant, lady. Because there's women out here that will do
the do.
And do it well. So
stay woke.
Niggas sleeping. Okay.
Hey. No, seriously, that is a good, I think I'm gonna have to keep my eyes open for sure. At least for the initial. Yeah, I mean, and also I feel like, how did he introduce the girls to me too? Like, was he like, oh yeah, I didn't tell you about my sis?
Yeah.
It's like, nah, nigga, you fucking didn't. And you know what I mean? Right. But if we're like early days dating and like you're on FaceTime with this person, you know what I mean? And I can see that it's obviously like some vibes.
Early days dating, like, you need to be letting me know in that dating phase. Like, I know, you know, typically, like, niggas hang with niggas a lot, but I tend to attract
you with these
female
bitches
more. Like, just my energy. Something, tell me something, nigga. Like,
what if he was a straight guy in a girl group? He was the only guy in a group of girls. I don't know if I'm going for that, actually.
That's actually tough because we already know how that could look. You know what I mean?
Looks like you like niggas.
That or the straight guy in the girl group, I'm just thinking the girl group is all like using him to their disposal, meaning like flirting with him, doing like,
yeah, right. He's like stuff. Oh yeah, holding his hand.
He's everyone in that girl group.
And also every last one of the bitches know your whole business. They know every in and out of your relationship. They know everything.
Yeah.
And that would piss me off more because why is Susan giving an opinion on what we got going on.
You don't know me, girl.
Yep. You don't know me. You don't know me, baby.
Yeah. That's real.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. I guess I take it your man does not have a lot of girlfriends.
He has girlfriends, actually. And it's the piece about, you know, just kind of like making friends with them a bit more easier than making friends with guys. But as far as like hanging out with them in real life and things like that, that's not the case because none of them are here. So, you know.
Sorry.
Just, right. You
don't have to cross that bridge. We won't ever get to it.
Now, any new friends you're making, it's like, yeah, right. Okay, like, bring me in. What's happening?
We're all making new friends.
When are we going to coffee? When are we hanging out?
Right. You know? When are we going to dinner? Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that video of the, really this icebreaker was inspired by the video of the girl friend who posted a little video of her man making his friend, a female, this elaborate dinner. And it was like romantic. Like he had, it was a plated dinner. It looked so good and it's candlelit. She came over and he cooked for her. And so, you know, she's like, am I bugging? But basically, it's like this whole thing because even the female friend makes a video responding to the girlfriend from her perspective. Like, that's the homie. He was cooking for me. But then the background was, I mean, this nigga's a chef, you know? So he loves cooking.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to have that aesthetic that's like, whoa, is this like...
Yeah, because he's professional.
Exactly. So that part is a little tricky for me, you know? Like,
but the girlfriend was feeling some type of way?
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh.
She's like, what the fuck is this? You know, it was a man that she started dating and seeing. And so...
Oh, girl. Yeah, she got to grow up.
Yeah, that was tough. I feel like if you're not thinking about the bigger picture, my man's a chef. Like if he ain't if he's not a chef and he's doing shit like that, now we have to talk, actually.
See, I think about Izzy here, my good Judy, my good guy friend who has been in a relationship and I literally came in. He's full blown in a serious relationship. And I just like literally come in as myself and I'm like, what's goody? You know what I mean? Make me a plate. We cuddle on the couch. I mean, I'm saying all that to say like, and when I say like he and I would cuddle like a small respectful snuggle, not really like a full out cuddle, but I say all that to say, I think that the tone that I took with it is just making sure that the other person sees how we're interacting. So there's no sense of secrecy. And then also it is up to him to have like that trust with his partner that and communication of like what this relationship is and what it's not.
Right.
So I think that it is possible to have close friends of the opposite sex, maybe even more than one or two. But I just think that it comes down to what the vibe is actually like when you get in that motherfucker.
Yeah. And how you respect your partner at the end of the day with that.
Yeah.
Do you, boo? But anyway, the sign up, y'all. Here we are.
Pisces season.
So how's it been for you? I mean, we're wrapping it up, actually. So,
yeah, I would say that this one has been one of slow financial success. Slow/low. No, I think it's been pretty calm. Thank God. You know, just. Let me have a moment of nothing popping up unexpected and stressful. You know what I mean? I feel like February was a lot. Aquarius season was kind of a lot. Mm-hmm. It was very busy. I spent more money than I had anticipated. It was just like, it was a short month, but golly, was there a lot jam-packed into that motherfucker.
Packed.
So I think that March has just been kind of like calm, get my bearings, and you know.
I agree.
And it seems kind of almost transitional too, because like we're getting ready for spring, you know, we're segueing into the next
perfect event. Time to stay still.
Exactly. And I'm not mad at that.
Same. I agree with you. February was action packed, very fast paced. A lot going on. It also went by pretty fast as well. And now here we are, and it's, you know, just a nice time for stillness and kind of handling business. I literally said in my planner every month and week or whatever, there's a focus. And I said the focus for this month was frugality and productivity.
Oh, literally. That needs to be my focus too, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. I haven't quite met the frugality. Like, I really am trying. And I see there's a difference, but, you know, it's not as aggressive as I wanted it to be. So I just got to keep pulling back bit by bit with that
one. I do too. It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard as an adult when, you know, you have to continue business as usual, keep living your life. And it's just, you know, simple expenses that come up that you just gotta take care of.
Also, as an adult too, it's like you have the power to change your mind.
Right.
So like, yeah, I go into it being like, I'm not gonna do this and this and this. And then it's like, change my mind.
The power
I'm gonna do it.
Mind.
Yeah.
The power to make it work.
Yeah. Oh, the way we continue to make it work. My gosh. I just can't even get over that. I always find a way. I make a way out of no way.
Exactly.
Amen.
Yep.
Which is a great thing to be able to do, but it doesn't always have to be like that.
Right.
You know,
it's okay to
struggle
to stand firm on that no.
All right. Yeah.
Stand firm on this.
Yeah.
But that no, like, let's just stick to it. But yeah, so y'all know Pisces.
Going into Aries season, so maybe I'll let that aggressive no
stand in front about too, because they have no problem. Okay,
sure don't.
We heard my friend Chantel with the delayed gratification baby. She was telling us a little something back then, so maybe we need to buckle down.
She was delaying back then. Has she gratified yet?
The delay is the delay, baby.
Delay continues.
That's why I'm saying we need to learn a thing or two from a girl, because
I can't be delaying for that long.
Not has she gratified. She in it for the long haul. It's a long game, man.
Bless her heart.
But while we're in it, to close out Pisces season, we know that the Pisces is, you know, associated with creativity, intuition, emotional depth. So I'm wondering, like, how do you plan to tap into these qualities during Pisces season? Or how have you tapped into your creativity, your intuition, and emotional depth this season?
Well, I will say one of the, you know, points of our challenge this month has been mindfulness, spending some time journaling or whatever mindfulness may look like to you. And unexpectedly, I feel like I've leaned into that more than I actually realized I was going to at the beginning of the month. Specifically with doing this breath work and sound bath session that I did at the beginning of the month, which really knocked my socks off. I've been waiting to talk about this because I didn't really come in the group chat about it. But basically, the breath work is this like three-step breathing technique that you do at a certain pace. And it basically, like, over, as the instructor said, it over oxygenates your body, and you start to have like physical and emotional reactions to that, right? So my body, my extremities were all like vibrating, tingling, vibrating. My hands actually cramped up and spasmed and locked into this like configuration. Like I couldn't move my hands.
Wow.
I was like really focused on the breathing, but like so present in my like mind's eye that when it came time to do the visualization part, the actual meditation part, I was like transported. You know what I mean? Like the meditation was crazy. Oh, like it was really, really, really amazing. So I feel like that just kind of set me off on a step this month of like, wow, like I feel so in tune with my body because of how I was able to like generate these physical reactions basically from my own breathing, from literally just laying on the floor and like doing this breath work for like 40 minutes. It was crazy. Yeah. And so that kind of like got me started. But I definitely think that like I have been tapping into the intuition and just like really kind of like getting into that space of it. So I want to carry that on beyond this.
Girl, carry on this one. Yeah. I would love to see what that's like, experience that. Because I just feel like it's literally breathing is one of the main issues I feel a lot of us have, like with being able to kind of like do day-to-day shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that breath work, like, man.
Yeah. Have you ever done belly breathing? This was actually a tactic that my therapist taught me to calm myself down.
Practice of it? No, I haven't.
Yeah,
it is thing linked to like breath work. I might have done like one sound bath thing, but I don't think that was related to breath work. It was just a listening experience.
Yeah, no, this belly breathing is a tactic that my therapist had taught me, where you basically focus on filling your stomach up with air. You take a deep breath in and fill your whole stomach up, which is not like, you don't really think about filling your belly with the air when you just take a deep breath. You probably breathe in through your chest,
right?
Pull your shoulders up, and you know, maybe even pull your stomach in sometimes when you take a deep breath. But this is like you breathe in and fill your stomach out, pushing your stomach out. And just like the practice of doing those deep breaths can slow your nervous system down. So like I learned it in the context of like having an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
So you know, you do those, and you're not supposed to do it a lot because it does have implications, which I then learned from the breath work, which is the tingling sensation, the spasms and things like that. Like yeah.
It's like I feel like I've gotten better with breathing since I started working out, because a nigga gotta last. So
yeah,
it's gotten better. But I did notice, because I have the heart monitor, I'll realize when I do take those deep belly breaths, it's amazing how quickly my heart will just drop. Like, it will go back to this resting state where I feel calm and like ready to go again. Like, I was like, wow, this is like interesting, you know? But I only achieve that through guidance with like Orange Theory, because they tell you when to stop. So you're able to like get back. But yeah, that's amazing. That is so great. And I feel like,
what have you tapped into this month from the Pisces?
What I've tapped into, I'd say it's been more of the journaling aspect, like more like writing and just looking at, you know, I have this planner that gives you these thought questions that allow you to think about things and try different types of exercises and stuff like that. So just kind of like mindfulness activities, things like that. And yeah, that, I think that's pretty much it. As far as emotional depth, I'd say, you know, more so just like the art of processing and letting myself feel whatever it is that I'm going to feel, and just like going through those motions as well. That's been a heavy theme.
Processing is so important, bitch.
Yeah.
That's literally the majority of the work that we have to do as adults now, is like process our feelings and emotions.
Slow down. Right. slow down and smell the fucking roses. Like, what is happening? What is happening? How do I feel? And that has been a really interesting thing, too. Of like, I sound like, you know, difficulty because, like, the Apple Watch sends you the reflections of how are you feeling? How's your day? Just difficulty of actually finding the words to say, like, how am I feeling right now? Like, I found myself having a hard time finding that word multiple times it's asked me, you know? So I like that it does ask me daily and multiple times a day because I don't always answer those questions, you know what I mean? But at least,
right,
like, I can get into this habit of, I think about it when it does ask me, like, what am I really feeling right now? So, you know, it's crazy, y'all. Adulthood, it's fun over here, but it's a lot.
It's fun, but it's a lot. I feel like we are just, I do want to just take a minute again to just say how proud I am of the work that we're doing on ourselves, because we just want to be the best version of ourselves.
We want to be the best version of ourselves. And I really have to say that I am just so grateful for the community of sisters, like the sisterhood that, you know, we've built, because honestly, you need that to keep going. Like, whatever.
Boy, do you.
How we continue to lift each other up and, like, provide, nourish each other with just great shit to help us be, like, better humans. And, you know, like,
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. It's a good feeling, you know, to be around positives, energy, and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
Right? And maybe let's ask one more question. And, you know, with Pisces being the final sign of the zodiac before we start this whole calendar again, it's often seen as a time for closure and reflection. So, you know, with that said, like, is there anything that you feel like, you know, you're letting go of or that no longer serves you, that you're leaving in this zodiacal season?
Yeah.
What if
zodiacal is a crazy word.
Right.
I'm leaving behind the, you know, the newcomer honeymoon phase of my journey here in LA. You know, it has been so nice living a life of leisure and just coming and going. But, you know, I was reminded recently that I came out here with goals and priorities, and I have to go ahead and get my shit in order and, like, you know what I mean? Like, get to it. I gotta leave behind the life of leisure and get to work. That's what I'm closing the chapter on. The life of leisure will come back to me. But I do need to go ahead and get back into grind time.
Right. Listen, there's nothing really happening out there. All the things that's happening will be happening when you're ready to get back in the life of leisure, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
Ain't no press. We ain't pressed for nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that everyone's really in a place where they do want to be more smart fiscally. So I think it's a good time for us to be, you know, just kind of like really, we're finding new ways to connect, right? Like, I think that's a really great thing too. Like, everything isn't always
buy this, let's go to drink, let's go to dinner. Right.
Exactly.
We rarely do that. I honestly miss that sometimes.
I'm weak. right. It's okay sometimes. Yeah. In moderation, for sure.
Yeah.
I just think a lot, everybody's just been so focused on their personal goals that we haven't made it like a thing or a priority.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do something. Because we mentioned it briefly about like a monthly thing.
But yeah, not right now.
Exactly. See? Right. You talk about, but I kind of miss it.
I do miss it, but I just, not right now.
But it can wait.
I got to keep missing it for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think I'm leaving a friendship that gets left behind here, unexpected. And also, I'm leaving behind being a student intern. Like, I'm officially
going to
be stepping into the start of, you know, like, launching the career. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. So it feels,
licensing,
you know,
up next.
licensing up next. Woo, child, crazy. But, and also, like, news, I'm actually going for my dual licensure, so that's going to be two different exams. The reason why... the only reason why I signed up is because I had a lot of hours that qualified me to do both. And, you know, as a therapist, you want to have as many accolades as possible because you know that just being a therapist is not what's going to make you rich. I'm going to just say that. Like, I've had the honor of having, like, this amazing teacher who told us flat out. He was like, listen, I do boom, 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 boom. And I'm a therapist as well. So I'm already ready for the grind of, like, just juggling multiple things. But yeah, so that's what I'm leaving. You know, I'm leaving student intern behind, and I'm moving in with, like, a different frame of mind, I guess. Put my Instagram on private again. That's going to be sad. But
is it? You don't even be on your shit like that,
right? The nerve. But I do get people who don't follow me that see my shit and they'll, like, you know, like it. So that's because of the hashtags, and I like that, having the public profile for that. But I really don't need, you know, all the other stuff that comes with doing that as a therapist. So no, private I go. And yeah, that's that.
Love that. Well, happy birthday to all the Pisces and Aries. We'll see y'all niggas next week. Now it's time for Nosy News. Yeah. So basically, there's some government conspiracy shit going down. And I know this is right up your alley.
And right, you know,
I love it. It's right up my alley, too. Honestly, it's right up my alley, too. What am I even saying? So I don't know if you've been hearing about these Boeing planes.
Yes. Right?
They've been, like, dropping wheels and wings falling off and emergency doors flying open during mid-flight and all this crazy shit.
Right.
A person who worked for Boeing came forward and said, these planes are old. They have not been being taken care of. They don't have their screws missing. They should probably not be flying these old planes because they're not safe anymore for flying.
Right.
And this man, the day after he makes this statement blowing the whistle about these planes, he turns up dead.
So odd.
Shayna, the man is dead.
Yeah. Expedition.
And I think at first they tried to say that he killed himself, but then they were saying that they suspect foul play now.
Do you know? It was always foul play.
Whether he killed himself or whether it was foul play, he was scared for his life. You know what I mean? He was probably scared or something.
Yeah.
Because when you go up against these huge corporations, like a fucking Boeing, these aerospace science motherfuckers.
Yep.
They're in it for the dollars and the cents. Okay. And they don't want the consumer knowing that the planes are dangerous.
Right. Yeah.
Girl, they killing niggas. They just dropping it out here. That is really crazy. I always thought that was so bananas. And then there was still a story about another plane that got fucked up the other day. Let me see what happened with that plane. There was definitely just another plane that I think the door or something opened. Wait, what happened?
The door fell off or something like that.
Girl, like, what the fuck? Even saying that out loud is just, okay. It was missing an exterior panel after completing a flight from California to Oregon. So that means that when it took off, it had the panel. And when it landed, one state away from California to Oregon, that's not very far, the panel was missing.
And then you gotta wonder, when the panel fell off, like, what accident happened?
Who died?
Right.
Whose car just got totaled?
Right.
FAA says the missing panel was discovered during a post-landing airline inspection. the flight from San Francisco to Rogue Valley Medford Airport landed safely. Barely. Imagine you're just sitting at your house and then like literally a metal panel just blows half your house off.
Right.
Just crushes your whole, bloop, just your house is done.
Right.
Because, you know, if it's falling from the sky, that shit moving fast.
Yes. Really fast.
The way gravity works, you know, we were talking about that earlier.
Right.
The gravity really be working crazy on the shit from outer space. I mean, from, not from outer space, from the sky. Yeah. So I don't know. That was super sketchy. I didn't like hearing that. It's definitely giving, you know, movie. We need a documentary. We need to know what happened.
It's very sketchy, and you would think that they would stop with the scams and doing things like this, like the deaths, like the quick. You would think they would stop because
the like, following day,
media people are on your ass. You know what I mean? Like they're on your ass. Like the Gen Z,
they don't play.
And like, why would you want to go up against them? Like, stop playing. Come on, no,
I wouldn't. I would never want to go up against them.
they're cracking the case. I bet you they already know who did it. Like, this is just,
you know, insane.
No. Because what's the bigger implication behind it? Why are you allowing these planes to fly out like this? Are you trying to control the population? Like,
Oh, they want niggas to die?
Yes.
Oh, I think they want to ignore the fact that this shit is dangerous. No, I don't think the people that are actually on the plane know how dangerous it is. Yeah.
It's bigger than them. That's it's higher level.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
Be careful out there, y'all. And this is a warning for me too. I gotta start checking the planes, seeing what kind of plane. You know that you can actually see what kind of plane you're gonna be on before you fly.
You can.
And I feel like we should maybe start running some sort of Google check on the plane
it's about
going on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My poppies are the same. He's like, I mean, you lucky I'm even coming out there again with all the shit that's happening with these planes. And he's serious about it. You know, he'll not fly again, okay? So
but my sister was saying the same thing, but I was saying like If it's meant for me to die in a plane crash, then that might be how it's meant for me to go. That's pretty dramatic, bruh. Yeah. Like, come on. Imagine a domestic plane crash. Like, I just literally crashed in Wyoming on the way to New York or something.
Wild.
That's just how I was meant to go on.
In Wyoming. Like,
I don't know. One of the Dakotas, maybe. I don't know. Do you pass through Dakota from L.A. to New York? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Also in missing weird news, the Princess Kate Middleton. This is Prince Edward's wifey. She has been missing since before Christmas. Nobody has seen this woman in real life since before Christmas. Now, we all know from Meghan and Harry that the royals are active. You know, they have to be on tour. They have to go from town to town and wave and hug babies and do all this shit. For no one to have seen her outside since before Christmas, and it's now going on April, something is up. And then there's been all this sketchy shit coming out of the castle, out of the monarchy's office. I don't know what you call that, but basically these weird Photoshop photos are coming out where, you know, her head is like edited onto a body and the kid is edited this way and all the internet sleuths have found all the things where it's like misaligned in the photo and stuff. And so much so that the royal family had to come out with a statement of her of pretending Kate said, oh, I photoshopped it and I did it wrong. Come on.
Yeah.
Show us Kate. At one point they said that she had a stomach surgery or some shit, but we ain't heard no update on the surgery. So, you know, of course the diehards are going all the way to the extreme and saying the woman is dead. I don't think she's dead. I think that probably they're getting divorced or something. And that's so scandalous in itself that, like, she's just laying low. You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's probably as scandalous as it gets, but I don't think she's dead, my God. Yeah.
I mean, if that...
But if she was...
Woo! If that came out, that would make it even crazy.
That would make Meghan and Harry's stuff look that much more believable.
Mm-hmm.
That they were really crazy and racist and everything else, even though Kate mm-hmm. White, but still.
Right.
Yeah, that would be wild. Show us Kate. Bring out Kate, y'all. We need to see it.
Yes. Proof of life.
Proof of life. Power Book 2 Ghost is canceled after the fourth season that I guess is about.
I am shocked by the news.
Wow. Shocked this was one of your did. This was one of your ones.
One of my ones. I really am loyal to the Power series, actually. So I watch them all. I even watch Tommy. Okay.
Wow.
I know that that's not the name of the show.
Yeah.
It's literally a meme that say black people. I'm watching Tommy instead of Force. Yeah. Force.
Or Ghost. They do the same thing for Ghost.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's Power.
Yeah.
What else do they call it? Anything else? No,
they just call it Ghost.
Yeah, right.
That's what I call it. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I am upset about that for sure.
Well, Michael Rainey, aka Tariq, the annoying son, he said he found out like the rest of us. And then 50 Cent said, no, nigga, you don't answer the phone when people call you.
Right. That was funny. 50 stay trolling, bruh.
But Tariq did come out with a, statement saying it's been the joy of his life playing Tariq. And even though the ending was abrupt and unexpected, he's so grateful for the opportunity.
Right.
Ready for the next chapter.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
The reality is Tariq about to be in another drug-filled show.
Of course he is. What is he going to do?
Right. You know how the typecasting works, but I look forward to seeing you. You know, like,
he was annoying. I'm happy that he's going to get away from Tariq because I really wanted to backhand Tariq. And that was back when the original Power was still on. He was doing some goofy shit. I watched a couple episodes of some season and he was still doing goofy shit. And I just said, boy. But what I will say is Tariq will walk from downtown uptown. You know what I mean? That boy be putting miles on them feet walking around the city in that show.
Right.
He stay walking somewhere. Did you watch Love is Blind?
I didn't. No, I didn't watch it.
Oh. Man.
Don't be disappointed. Please don't tell me the tea.
Okay, well, this season was rough because they only had one couple that actually made it to marriage.
What?
Yeah, a lot. Most of the couples broke up before they even made it to the altar. And then one made it to the altar and called it off then. So it was a rough season for Love is Blind castmates. The love was hard to come by.
Right.
There was some good drama. One of the guys on the show, he met up with his second choice match mm-hmm. after they came out of the pods, and he spent a whole night with her talking at a bar. And, you know, his fiance found out and went off on him. You know, that was very tantalizing. And then the one only black couple, AD and Clay, he was about as goofy as they come and toxic. He blamed the fact that he was nervous about getting married on the fact that his dad was a cheater. His dad was is Guyanese. And he said his dad used to take him with him when he was cheating on his mom. So like that. Yeah. So that's probably going to do a doozy on you. But also, I feel like you should probably work on that and heal from that before you come on a show where you're supposed to get married. But
that part.
What do I know? You know? Yeah. So it was an interesting season. I'm going to still keep watching this franchise, this show. Like, I'm going to watch another season if it comes out, even though it just gets more crazy and crazy as the days go on. But Comment and tell me what y'all thought about them.
You like the mess. You like crazy. So
I like the mess, but I do like the mess with a like mess with depth. You know what I mean? Like mess give me depth. Something.
Right.
Give me something. Like, come on. This was just
not just plain old meth.
Maybe sometimes plain old meth too. Let me stop lying. I do like the plain old mess, but I do at least want to see like some success stories, you know what I mean? The one couple that did make it to marriage was boring. 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 Boring as a bag of rocks.
That was crazy.
And last but not least, I just want to congratulate Russell Wilson on being now a Steeler, a Pittsburgh Steeler. That is my football team, for those who don't know. So I'm excited to see what work we're able to put in the season.
Right, that's exciting.
Let's fucking get it.
So now they have a little Pittsburgh home, huh?
Yeah, Sierra is coming to Pittsburgh, I guess.
Right.
Sierra, this beat is automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh.
Yeah.
That's all I have for nosy news. Now it's time for Horror Story.
So, from whoever. When I was living in Northern Illinois, I arranged to meet a husband and wife who were looking for a man to fuck the wife. We got together for drinks, and after talking for a bit and getting felt up by her as we talked, they invited me upstairs to their room. She was incredible. Going into the room, she sat on the end of the bed and had me stand between her legs. She removed my skirt, kissing my stomach and sliding her tongue into my belly button while undoing my belt. I hope your belly button was clean.
Yeah, because, right,
not E. She pulled my belt out completely and threw it across the room, which was unnecessary but very hot. Still kissing my stomach, she undid my pants, pushed them down past my knees, moved her head down, and took my hard cock in her mouth. She had the silkiest, smooth mouth that I have ever had my cock in. We had a great time and fucked her three times as her husband watched. I heard from her about a week later.
A cuckold.
Right. I heard from her about a week later and she told me that she and her sister were planning a deer hunter's wives party and they were hoping that I could come to it. There would be 8 or 10 women.
All for the fucking?
I am right. Clearly, I see where this story is headed. Whose husbands would all be off in the woods hunting for the weekend? And if I came, I had to agree to be naked the entire time I was there. And second, do whatever they asked of me. And of course, I said yes.
For a price? You doing that for free?
Clearly, for free. That's wild. I spent Saturday evening and Sunday night, Saturday evening and night and Sunday morning naked with 8 women doing whatever they asked of me. I'm just fucking dead. Like, what the hell? But yeah, that's pretty much, that's the juice of it.
Wow. He was with the deer hunter's wives.
Right.
A.K.A. the Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't none but some Trump supporters' wives.
Right. This wild.
Wow. He was being a sex slave. I'm not doing that for free. Like, no. Yeah. You need to.
But are you being one of the women, one of the 8, one of the 10 out here asking him to do whatever?
If it was like our crew of girls and we had like hired a prostitute for the weekend. Might as well, if we're all doing it,
like, do your job. Yo, I'm weak. This thing has said that during the course of the evening and night, I fucked 3 women, licked the pussy of 5 of them, including cleaning my cum out of 2 of the women I had fucked. So he was really...
Cleaned his own cum? That is wild.
his own. And he's not, see, the man just shared among the women, we know he's not cleaning himself in between as well. So it's like, what kind of business?
Would you do something like that with your homegirls? Would you go with 10 bitches and one man?
And we just got the juices
crazy
everywhere. I don't know. That's like really, really intimate and intense. Like,
would you do it if everyone got tested before?
If everyone got tested, that's intense. You know, I don't know. I can't say those things on here. That's like,
those are unspeakable.
Say it, nigga. Right. Would you do it? What'd you fucking do?
She would. Not she would. Yeah.
Like, you know, when it comes to those sex parties,
he maybe he didn't mention that he was cleaning up between each. Maybe he was. I think if we did it with our group of girls, we would have to have that rule. Like, come on, you need to rinse your dick with antibacterial soap between each puss.
Giving he didn't, though, if he had to lick it out of two.
No, maybe he licked it out after he was done and then rinsed off and then went to the next.
Okay.
I think it was just dirty and juicy. Because they're Trump supporters, it probably was. But I think that if this was our scenario, it would be a cleaner experience.
Something that had.
But one guy and 10 bitches, like, what are the 10 bitches doing while he's fucking one girl? You know what I mean? Like, that just sounds like a lot of downtime.
Right. It sounds like they're just busy doing their own thing.
I feel like I would want 3 guys for 10 girls. Because then you could have some. Quad, you know, some thruples, some quads. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if he's over here fucking, then the two other guys could be entertaining us over here. You know what I mean? Giving us a foot massage, giving us a pussy massage.
Mm. Yeah.
Basically, I would be down.
I don't really think our listeners had to like fucking guess that one, bitch.
If everybody's doing it, I'm doing it.
Basically, hire me. If everyone's doing it, I'm doing it.
All right. That's all for the show today. You know where to find us. signmeuppodcast@gmail.com for those pertinent questions. @signmeuppodcast on social media. I'm @SydneyPoppins2.
I'm Cheeky Bobby.
And that's another episode of Sign Me Up Podcast signing out.